This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Keokuk is confident it is making progress in improving the appearance of its Main Street corridor. The latest step in the process is an agreement for the city to purchase the former Pizza Plus restaurant in the 2500 block of Main Street. The building has sat vacant for more than 5 years. The county acquired it through a tax auction and is selling it to the city for just $1. City Administrator Aaron Burnett says this is part of the city's plan to target abandoned commercial buildings along Main Street.
In totality, we're trying to address all of those issues that come up with a city that's had some change in its retail patterns. Obviously, we have more retail out on the near Walmart in that area. And so trying to address those, get them renovated, get them, you know, if they're beyond the point of no return, then to get them demolished to a green space so that we can then advertise those for future development.
Obviously, the pizza location, and that is one that the city is in the process of acquiring. How do you work on that property once you get ownership of it?
You know, that's one of the more unique situations. You know, some of these, like I said, are going to be demolitions. But in that case, it might be a demolition, and it might be a situation where the structure can be salvaged and somebody will come in and develop it with a good plan and financing behind it that the city can get behind. Obviously, making sure that we've got a development agreement in place that says, you know, you have to do these things. Otherwise, the city has no intent to give that property over. You know, that's the important thing, is making sure that when you give these properties or get somebody involved, that they, A, have the ability to do what they say they're going to do, and B, that you hold their feet to the fire and make sure that they do them. Otherwise, you can end up in situations where you have somebody who's just trying to profit off of cheap property and, you know, soak up a few dollars out of it and not really care for it. And in the city's interest, we want to see it redeveloped, you know, A, producing property taxes, B, providing a benefit to that neighborhood that it resides in, and in C, just being an asset to the community, you know, the appearance for Main Street, things like that.
This is obviously property you were able to acquire, and that gave you the access to be able to see how it is, see the condition of the building. But there's others that you're it's more of a lengthy process, more of a court-filled process. How difficult is it to have these processes that can go with these properties in the courts that can go months, years to deal with when you're looking to improve the area?
The legal process is never quick, and I think that that's a concern. You know, often people say, well, why isn't the city doing something? And the city may be doing something on a property. I'd always encourage people to reach out to us and tell us a concern as far as a nuisance that they want abated, because, you know, sometimes we do miss things, but often, you know, we get stuck in a legal situation that can take a very long time, and that doesn't make anybody happy. But, you know, the key is to stay on top of those properties, you know, follow through, make sure that you address them, even if you have an uncooperative landlord, uncooperative owner, to make sure that they are doing what's best for the community.
You're seeing some development, some of these buildings that are downtown that are getting some fresh looks and some new looks to them. What kind of role is the city playing in those projects?
You know, that's an important partnership. I think, you know, working with existing businesses, Main Street, potential developers, you know, folks that just happen to own buildings and maybe somebody else is running a building out of them. You take all those stakeholders and you work with them and you try and bring development in. You know, one of the things that's happening is that we've got the senior housing that's going up downtown. I think that'll bring more people, more customers, and renovate that block, you know, give it a nice fresh look. I think people will be very happy when it's completed, what the look of the building will be. You know, we're trying to work with all sorts of different people and all different sorts of projects. Some of those are false starts, but as long as you keep working on it, I think you'll continue to see rejuvenation of that downtown district.
Obviously, there's also going to be those buildings that you just can't do anything with, roof damage, water damage. You need money to be able to demolish these. Is there going to be an effort to put more money aside come budget time so that when you run into one of these properties and it just is an eyesore and it can't be dealt with, that the city can do more to more quickly get rid of it?
That is one of the things that in this budget that we're in today, fiscal year 2017, we did allocate more funding for demolitions. That is in no way the first option that the city wants to pursue. You know, we work to hold property owners accountable for their properties and not stepping in and using taxpayer dollars to demolish properties. But sometimes you run into situations where either a property owner can't be found or they've been you know, deceased, or we have to take it through a vacant and abandoned process, in which case then we end up with those demolition costs. You know, as much as we try and avoid those and keep those off the taxpayer responsibility, we sometimes have to do that. And it's important that we do step in those cases and we do get those buildings demolished, because that allows for future development. In the end, you have to look at the long term and say, this will produce more property taxes, this will produce more jobs, and this will improve the neighborhood. So while it is a drain on the city's finances today, in the long run, it will be for the community's benefit.
That's Keokuk City Administrator Aaron Burnett. He says the city is also working to improve the appearance of residential neighborhoods. He says in the past year, roughly 24 homes have been demolished, most of which at the expense of the owners. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.